It's Monday, the 29th of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your Biz News Flash Briefing. More than 10 million people around the world are confirmed as having contracted COVID-19, and more than 500,000 people have died of the new coronavirus. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The countries with the highest number of cases are the US, with 2.5 million people confirmed as having had COVID-19. Brazil has reported 1.3 million cases. Russia has reported about 633,000. And India has the fourth highest number of cases, with just over 500,000. The UK is not far behind, with about 312,000 cases. Most deaths have been reported in the US, where about 126,000 people have died of COVID-19. Brazil has reported just over 57,000. deaths, and Great Britain reports the third highest number of deaths in the world at nearly 44,000. Compared to the global picture, the number of COVID-19 related deaths in South Africa is relatively low, with about 2,500 people confirmed as having died of the disease. The Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Witwatersrand, Professor Martin Vella, has told BizNews that although the numbers are low, the country is experiencing a sharp rise in cases.
We undoubtedly, both in Gauteng and in the Eastern Cape, in a very significant upswing. We've also had quite a substantial increase in numbers in the last week. So we clearly are going up, and we're going to be going up quite steeply in the next bit of time.
For more on that, listen to the BizNews interview with Professor Vella, who shares the details of COVID-19 vaccine trials that have started in South Africa. In a blow for Steinhoff shareholders, a judge has dismissed a class action suit against the retailer, which plunged in value in late 2017. This collapse in the share price followed allegations that there were accounting regularities. Former Steinhoff CEO Markus Juster, who presided over an astonishing network of questionable deals, has not yet been held to account, nor have other directors. In the case on Friday, Judge David Unterhalter said that Steinhoff can go after Steinhoff directors and the auditors Deloitte, who should have rung the alarm bells to put a stop to the deals. Steinhoff International Holdings paid for forensic auditors at PwC to help South African anti-corruption police investigate alleged financial wrongdoing at the retail. But the authorities have so far shown no sign of progress in taking a criminal case through the courts. South Africa's government has won a legal battle challenging the ban on tobacco sales. This means that stores will not be able to sell cigarettes until further notice. The ruling says that Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma had a firm rational basis to include the prohibition of cigarettes in regulations designed to help curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The High Court in Pretoria heard on Friday that adequate medical evidence exists linking smoking and more severe forms of COVID-19 to justify the move. Zimbabweans are unsettled after the government blocked money transactions on mobile phone platforms and halted trade on the local stock exchange on Friday. President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the decision was made to tackle malpractices that have undermined efforts to end an economic crisis. Suspending transactions by companies, including Econet Wireless Unit EcoCash, effectively blocks people's bank accounts. One Zimbabwean told BizNews, "Money is stuck in these sites. The poorest of the poor cannot get money." EcoCash, the country's biggest mobile money operator with more than 10 million registered users, has urged calm. Earlier this month, military leaders took the unusual step of calling for a press conference to say they were not planning a coup. The shares of Facebook fell more than 8% on Friday, the most in 3 months, after Unilever, one of the world's largest advertisers, joined other brands in boycotting ads on the social network. Unilever said it would stop spending money with Facebook's properties this year. Companies from Verizon Communications to Hershey have also stopped social media ads after critics said that Facebook has failed to sufficiently police hate speech and discrimination. Finally, a look at how shares were doing on the JSE. Before the close of trading at the end of the week, Telkom was the best performer, jumping more than 13%. Leading losers down was Hammerson, which shed more than 14%. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.